This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You should stay close to Jesus. Keep up on how you should handle me. Find your way back to my bed again. Take me like a bow.
All right, here is just a sampling of February, March, April, May of last year. So going back 20 months ago plus, where I laid out what would be coming in the winter of the next year, and now here we are. We talk about how they plan to have smaller bioweapon releases that aren't as deadly to get the global control system in place, and then have bigger releases than tightening the grip of global control during the larger depopulation events that happen, and then the deep state globally pretending it's the savior while it's actually organizing the operation. I don't believe this is the big one. They need to have a virus that's deadly but not ultra-deadly to get everybody under world government, everybody used to being forcibly inoculated in quarantines and shutdowns and these systems of total control. So I'll just tell you, this virus is dangerous. It's not that deadly. This is a very communicable virus, as Dr. Pechenik said, but it's not that deadly. Is it really killing 18% of people like Lancet study says it may? Obviously not. I don't think so. I think all of you already instinctively know this is the big one. And if we fail this test, we're going to be ruled by the threat of unending invisible bio weapons. It is weaponized. It is a chimera, so you have an autoimmune response to it, so it freaks your body out because it's got so many different viruses in it that your body's experienced before. But it's new, so they own it, and so they can roll out new versions of it, and so Gates and the UN can make money. And then Fauci publicly is one of the co-owners of the major Wuhan lab studies with the virus itself publicly. The military brass all knows this. That's why General Milley comes out and goes, we can't prove it's China, because he knows it's an act of war. He knows what's going on. And under law, we have to go to war with China if they have demonstrably launched a bio attack on us. And I haven't changed my view on this from the beginning, from the research we had, and we've been proven right. It's a real virus, only kills people that are deficient in key vitamins and minerals, particularly old people. Then why is it engineered? Because it has incredible gain of function. Everyone will get it. And then they've already tested it in pigs for many, many years, these type of viruses for decades. Bill and Melinda Gates are obsessed with them. I believe, and now they're admitting this is the truth, that it's going to mutate into something really nasty down the road. So they've already war-gamed this. And I said, Gates is just releasing this as a drill to see if you'll lock things down and to make sure he's the savior so that you'll listen to what he says when the next version gets released, or with a CRISPR system, they can engineer it and test it to see how it's going to mutate later and then release an earlier version knowing how it's going to mutate. You understand? They can either release a new one under the COVID-19 name. This is a very complex virus, five different viruses. Or they could already know what the mutation is going to be in the future, because all the pre-programming is the big massive death is going to come later. It's gain of function, so it never goes away, and it always reinfects, so we're always guilty forever. It's to get you ready for sterilization. And they're going to give you vaccines that sterilize you, bare minimum, and then also give you cancer. The way it works is they go embed in your cells, start replicating. Your body defeats it the first few times, then it reinfects. And that's really what COVID-19 is. COVID-19 is the opening salvo for a whole family of viruses that are in the COVID chimera family that are going to be brought out. COVID is like a starter pistol cartridge. It's got powder in it. It makes a gunshot noise. And if you put a starter pistol to your head, it'll blow gas out of the barrel into your brain and kill you. You know, that's how Bruce Lee's son died, was playing around with a starter pistol. A lot of folks do that. But if you put a bullet in it, it's very deadly. And so that's what it is. It's a gain-of-function spreader system to infect everyone. So infection is what's bad. Infection is the crime. Infection is the big deal, not the death rate. They're going to put those new GMO vaccines that reprogram your cells in you. We obviously know what it's going to do, sterilize, cancer. They're coming with a weapon. If they shoot you, they get in trouble. But if they shoot you with a shot, you die a year later, it's trendy and liberal. And they'll say it's another. We have launched the most important sale of the year. Because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body, and it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom, bet on InfoWars, bet on yourself, and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, I pay
a price. I don't want to be left alone. It's Monday, November 29th, 2021. All right, I want to give the phone number out at the end of this segment. Start taking your calls throughout the broadcast today. And obviously the big news is the rollout of the Omicron variant, which even the South African government, the scientists that, quote, discovered it, say it's very mild and this is total hysteria and BS. But it doesn't matter because they're getting ready for the new global lockdowns, the new civil emergencies that are already actually being announced in different parts of the world. We'll be covering in a moment. But hiding in plain view is the fact that they say COVID's much worse this year than last year. The hospitals are way more full than they were last year. Last year they lied and said they were full and they weren't. Now they are. And all these governments are admitting, wow, heart attacks really are up massive numbers. Wow, this is really all going on. But it's not the shots. Let's just move on from there. So here is the puppet British Prime Minister Boris Johnson saying you can spread between people who are double vaccinated. But don't worry, they've got a new Omicron version that's already ready. They've got a new shot for you. And they'll do it again next year and the next year and the next year forever. How did we know 20 plus months ago this would happen? It was in the Pfizer and Moderna documents to shareholders that we're going to need boosters all the time for new variants. They just lied to you and say, take this shot, you're covered forever, everything's fine. That was just getting you used to that you got to take it. Now it's all the time, even though it doesn't protect you and erases your immune system and has all these serious ill health effects, like death. So here's Boris Johnson.
It does appear that Omicron spreads very rapidly and can be spread between people who are double vaccinated.
Oh, and if you're double vaccinated, you're twice as likely to die, British Medical Journal. They say they don't know why, but just statistically, those that have had the shot die. And you have a year of data twice as often. And the same numbers out of the EU. World Medical Association chair demands national lockdowns, compulsory jabs, fears COVID variant as dangerous as Ebola. Even though none of that's true. What's dangerous are these injections that actually create the spike protein that destroys DNA in the body. But since we talked about this so much, I want to play Fauci one more time on Face the Nation. Saying, oh, don't bring up how I lied about gain of function. Don't bring up how I ran the Wuhan lab. Don't bring up how I'm the guy in charge of the response when I'm the guy behind it. Of course, that gave him the confidence to launch the attack. I think we're too stupid. But how dare Ted Cruz and others bring up my criminal activity because January 6th, you're guilty for a million people in D.C. protesting the election and maybe 600, 700 going into the building, maybe 50 being violent. Oh, that's your fault. See, and it gives you a window into the future. Oh, the patriots. Oh, the January 6th terrorists. They're all the Republicans. And that's what they say in the news. Oh, Republicans are all terrorists. They're all white supremacists. We've got to go to war with them. This is the outside corporations and China working through Biden and the globalists, trying to set up a way to make a run at the American people, trigger a civil war, a permanent emergency out of which we never come. And the lockdowns are just the training wheels to train you to stay in your house when they tell you to. And all of the corrupt planets are aligning early next year. Right now, they're just getting you ready for more lockdowns, preparing you for the vaccine IDs that are really the social credit score ID. But the real hammer goes down next year. In fact, I've got articles right here. Everything we feared. Incoming leftist coalition government in Germany to push for federal EU superstate and to have martial law throughout Europe permanently. Oh, so it wasn't about being able to drive from country to country and not have a checkpoint. No, 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 no. Now the European Union is here. And it's going to say when you can leave your house and what you can do, and it's going to tell you how to raise your children if you're even allowed to have them. And they're banning single family dwellings, and the whole globalist agenda, the social engineering, is here. Everything we warned you was coming. Here he is, Fauci, in just the most arrogant behavior ever.
Senator Cruz told the Attorney General you should be prosecuted.
Yeah. I have to laugh at that. I should be prosecuted. What happened on January 6th, Senator?
Do you think that this is about making you a scapegoat to deflect from President Trump?
Of course. You have to be asleep not to figure that one out.
Well, there are a lot of Republican senators taking aim at this.
I mean, that's okay. I'm just going to do my job. And I'm going to be saving lives, and they're going to be lying.
Says one of the biggest liars the world has ever seen. But the good news is this little murderer is on the hot seat now. And it's not just Alex Jones putting him on it. But I thought if we slowed it down a little bit, it would be even more powerful. The article with statement by Senator Cruz is on InfoWars.com. Senator Cruz and Paul blast astounding authoritarian Fauci for I am science claim. Yeah, in the same interview, he said, I am science. He is the God of science. You listen to him. It doesn't matter if it's all lies. He'll decide what goes in your body. He'll decide when you can leave your house. He'll decide who's essential and who isn't. He's got a list. He's checking it twice. He'll decide who lives and dies. He's Satan Claus. He's Fauci. So here is Fauci's comment slowed down, both for the audio and visual effect.
Senator Cruz told the Attorney General you should be prosecuted.
Yeah.
I have to laugh at that. I should be prosecuted. What happened on January 6th, Senator?
Do you think that this is about making you a scapegoat to deflect from President Trump?
Of course. You have to be asleep not to figure that one out.
Well, there are a lot of Republican senators taking aim at this. I mean,
that's okay. I'm just going to do my job. And I'm going to be saving lives, and they're going to be lying.
We can joke around about Fauci being a demon, but this is real, ladies and gentlemen, and this is, again, Pavlovian behavioral psychology where they attack and then back off, and then attack even more and back off a little bit, but not as much as before, until soon you are a slave if you're even allowed to live. And that's why they came out with vaccines right away that hurt people and make them sick, because they want to just set the precedent to be able to cover this up. And again, it came out in the news. In the U.S., in Europe, I went and looked it up. Purchase orders were made by the EU and the federal government to say heart attacks are normal way before vaccines began to be given to children. Now, you think about the premeditation of that, and you think about that long and hard. They got billboards up on the streets and on buses and on trains and ads on TV that, oh, heart attacks in children are quite normal. And then I've got here on the stack, we'll cover it when we come back, mainline news going, oh, this doctor says, yeah, heart attacks are way up in young people and are way up in sports athletes. Of course, you know the NFL doesn't want to hurt incredibly valuable commodities. NFL players aren't slaves, but they certainly are valuable. So let me just tell you what goes on in the NFL. I've talked to NFL players. They don't give them a shot. I mean, the famously corrupt NFL doctors, which that's the kind of corruption you want, just squirted in the trash can. They're not giving the players the shots. That's why you haven't seen the high numbers. But in Europe and the rest of the world, they're giving their soccer players the damn shots. And, man, they're dropping rugby players, you name it, cricket players. They're dropping like flies. So we'll show you some of that news when we come back. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news. Today, band.video.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jump right back into the news and information. It's a Paul Joseph Watson article. It's on Infowars.com. Media says rise in soccer players suddenly collapsing is a coincidence. Well, yesterday on the broadcast, we played a clip from a lengthy report that actually shows the big new mainline studies dealing with this. The name of the report, by Dr. John Campbell, who's very prestigious, is Heart Attack Risk After Vaccines. And I suggest you go look at it for yourself. But it's more than a doubling, and that's just right up front in the last year with the data out of the UK, because they're now a year in. They started a few months earlier than us. Again, the damn vaccines aren't vaccines, and they say on the Moderna and the Pfizer shot, a year ago, it was just a blank piece of paper when you opened up the vaccine container, the gene therapy container masquerading as a vaccine. Now, though, starting 6 months ago, it says may cause myocarditis or increase in heart attacks or other cardiovascular problems. So that's there. But when you go to the clinic or whatever, they don't tell you that because you're not asking for the fine print. So they admit the fine print is going on, but then try to censor people that talk about it. But the good news is it's getting out, ladies and gentlemen. Prestigious scientists and doctors that have been pro-vaccine are now coming around saying, this isn't a vaccine. This is horrible. This is going to discredit real vaccine science for generations to come. That was a FDA board member, if you remember, that came out and said that a few months ago. And then they resigned and they put somebody else on the board who would go along with coming after the children. So here's the report. Media says rise in soccer players suddenly collapsing is a coincidence. The media has responded to the recent spate of high profile football players suddenly collapsing with heart problems in the middle of games by concluding that it's just a coincidence. You don't need to show science or anything. Just act confident that it's a coincidence. Yes, really. Over recent weeks and months, innumerable soccer stars, over 200 now, as well as other athletes, have mysteriously suffered the immediate onset of serious heart problems. And then Paul Watson links to mainline reports showing how it's happened. Last week, two more examples were added to the list when Sheffield United's John Fleck collapsed and Sharif Tiraspol, winger, Adama Traore went down near the end of the Champions League game against Real Madrid. And it goes on from there. However, according to the Daily Mail investigation, it's terrifying, but it's just a coincidence, and there's no need to panic, even though they're now reporting an over 200% increase. The report claims that a spate of high-profile heart problems and collapses among professional footballers in recent weeks are largely to be coincidence rather than an indication players are struggling to cope with the high-intensity game, according to leading cardiologists. Well, that settles it. Suddenly, their hearts just can't stand running. And it goes on from there. You really should go read the report because it's got links to all the documents, all the information. Some estimates are you're 66 times more likely to have a cardiac crisis. Is what the numbers are showing. So when we talk about some of the mainline news saying, well, there's a 200% increase or there's a doubling in this study, the point is it is dramatic It is intense. It is serious. Meanwhile, doctor who first discovered Omicron variant says it's mild, hasn't caused an uptick in hospitalizations. And that's what the hospitals are saying, but it doesn't matter because they're creating the hysteria and the fear. Then people take the shots, then they get sick, then they say, oh, a new variant did that. That's how this works. The variants are the cover for what the vaccines are actually doing. And speaking of those numbers, here's one right here. The only areas of the world seeing mass disease and death are those pushing the vaccines. Almost nobody in Africa is getting vaccinated for the Wuhan coronavirus, and as a result, there is almost no COVID anywhere to be found on the continent. The latest reports from the mainstream media admit that the pandemic is basically non-existent in Africa, which is confusing to those who believe the narrative that the jabs were helping to eradicate the disease. So, of course, they create the hype and the fear, claiming it's coming out of Africa, which they can then lock down again and starve tens of millions of people. So next time a leprist is wearing their face diaper and telling you, you know, that it's a plague of the unvaccinated, just remember that. It doesn't matter where you are. It's the highest vaccinated areas that have the highest levels of new COVID cases, including the new BS out of South Africa. A recent piece from the Associated Press explains that Zimbabwe, nobody wears a mask, nobody's vaccinated, and life goes on as normal. People pack the local markets in close proximity to one another, and golly gee, nobody is getting sick. And the article goes on and on and on from News Target. Here's another one. Africa is only 6% vaccinated, and COVID has practically disappeared. Scientists are baffled. But Israel has the highest rates of any large nation, large population nation, not geographically large. Gibraltar's 100% shot up, worst case in the world, period. Germany, Austria, worst cases, highly vaccinated. Vermont, number one vaccinated state in the United States, number one for cases, number two state for vaccination. Maine, number two for cases and deaths. And what is their response to all of this? New Australian laws to unmask anonymous online trolls and make tech giants pay. And they say a troll is someone criticizing it or saying the shots don't work or organizing protest. That's North Korea, ladies and gentlemen. That's communist China. I want to give the number out. I want to take your phone calls today. I want to get your view on the new lockdowns in New York and other areas and how they're pushing them and how Biden says he may do it any minute. And clearly we can now see this is a never-ending permanent emergency. What is your response to it? What do you think we ought to do? How do we engage in civil disobedience? How do we take action? I'm asking you. I want to hear your view. I respect your view. 877-789-2539. 877-789. Alex, I want us to put our heads together here today and have a brainstorm session. 877-789-2539 or the international number, country code 01-512-646-1776, because again, some people overseas can't call 1-800 numbers. 01-512-646-1776. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back and go directly to your phone calls today on this live November 29th worldwide transmission that is only here because of you, only here because of your support and your prayers. Your calls are coming up. I want to hit some of the internal numbers from Facebook that leaked on who the real racists are as well. Stay with us. We have launched the most important sale of the year, because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body, and it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
We now take you live to the front lines of the fight for a human future against the transhumanist depopulationist. A lot of good things are happening. A lot of exciting things are unfolding. A lot of prominent people, including U.S. senators and people like Steve Bannon and others, are now talking about this is a eugenics scientific takeover, a corporate takeover of the body, a post-human world. The future won't be human. These are all quotes out of Davos Group, and Davos Group represents the top 1,000 companies and the big banks that are engaged in a corporate takeover of the planet. And the final frontier of the corporations is our bodies. Report, World Economic Forum sees synthetic biology as forced to reset living systems. That's from them. I have the report. And It reads like space aliens landing and saying, we're going to forcibly inject you with stuff that takes over your body and totally changes who you are. You won't be human soon. These are quotes. You'll own nothing. You'll have nothing. You'll live in communes. You'll have a chip on your brain that controls what you do. They're saying this, not me. That's what's so frustrating. I haven't sit there with my own family, who I know are informed and are on board with freedom, and they just can't get it's moving this fast. They just can't believe that this is unfolding. Oh, I want to go to your phone calls. We've got Brett in Maine, who's a former hospital administrator, wants to talk about it. Donna and Jordan and Tim and Bone Crusher and Jim and so many others. We're going to go to your calls at 877-789-2539 here in a moment. But since I mentioned this heart attack risk of vaccines, very respected medical doctor and a guy with close to a billion views, John Campbell, who's been pro-vaccine until the studies come out, and now he's like, whoa, this isn't a vaccine, this is really bad news. And all he does is simply read from the prestigious studies. There's now hundreds of studies out that this is causing blood clots and heart attacks, and that the spike protein eats holes in your capillaries. Almost everyone, 60%+, they've done many studies in Australia, in New Zealand, in the UK, in Europe, in Canada, in the US, and Mexico, where they're doing the Moderna and Pfizer shots, and Brazil. The governments aren't mandating it, but they're down there. And you have a 64% chance on average. That's if you index the studies. They're all like 60 to 68%. So 64 is the average. And a bunch of studies together averaged a D-dimer test showing, okay, you did a D-dimer, you don't have blood clots. Give me the shot. Within days, 60%+ have positive, meaning blood clots. Do you understand? And that's just within days. A lot of people, it slowly grows in your bodies. These are protein crystals, very closely associated with spongiform encephalopathy or mad cow disease. These monsters are just incredible. And then they shoot you up over and over again until they take hold. And they go, we don't know why everybody's having a heart attack. We don't know why everybody. I mean, think about how diabolical this is. There's even got mainline studies about it linked to prion disease. So this is it. This is the ruling corrupt class, not content with just molesting children and launching wars and exploiting the third world, moving against the first world, who they know could politically organize and stop their new world order. That's all this is that Western republics and elected governments are a threat to them. And once those are out of the way, they can really accelerate their plan. That's what all this is about. And you're like, well, why would they then roll out a first inoculation that's so deadly instead of just set the precedent to make you take shots? Because they want you to cover up the death and illness. They want you to Stockholm syndrome. They want to hurt you and get you used to being hurt so they can really start hurting you. This is just training wheels. Now the training wheels are coming off, and I want to ask everybody out there, because I know a lot of people tune in to say, oh, what's this Alex Jones about? Why do they say he's so evil? Why do they say he's so bad? Why do they demonize him all day? It's because what I'm telling you is true, and you're going to have to make the decision whether you want to pretend you're part of the power structure and still be signed on to evil and get all of the downside and none of the benefits. Because even if you were a psychotic or a sociopath, you don't want to work with this. This is a dystopian takeover. This is really anti-human. This is not of this world. Anybody can look at it and tell you this isn't human-directed. So you can pretend that you're part of the power structure, but you're not. You can pretend you're on the winning team, but you're not. Here is the doctor, John Campbell, talking about it.
Recently, with the advent of the mRNA COVID vaccines by Moderna and Pfizer, dramatic changes in the PLUS score became apparent in most patients. So basically, we see that that inflammatory marker increased, and that inflammatory marker increased after vaccination. So that's what that is saying. So instead of having 11% risk of having an acute coronary syndrome in the next 5 years, that went up to 25% risk. Now, again, we don't know much about the group, but that increase from 11% to 25% is, of course, totally massive. Absolutely massive. If this were to be applicable to the entire population, this would basically mean we're going to get an unimaginable amount of extra heart attacks.
And we're getting an unimaginable amount of heart attacks. You can go to Bandai Video and find a link to his full presentation and the synopsis I did yesterday that's more detailed. Learn the secrets of Omicron with Alex Jones plus Dr. John Campbell is red-pilled. So they can't hide that usually one soccer player a year in the whole World League, I have the articles right here, on average one soccer player has a heart problem. One. These are people in their primes in incredible shape. One person. Over 200 catastrophic events, over 100 deaths. Yeah, there's studies from a month ago. Over 60x increase in pro sports adverse events since the vaccines rolled out. And now it's getting worse because now they're doing booster shots. See, where are they doing boosters? They're doing them in Europe and the UK. They haven't made people do them yet here. And what do the medical doctors explain? You take one shot, you got a problem. You take two, wow. You take three, woo! We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and go right to your phone calls. I really appreciate everybody tuning in and joining us today. God bless you. You are the resistance. You are the hope. You are really the eyes and ears and mind of the most awake people in the world. The fact that you're tuned in, the fact that you care, the fact that you're engaged. So I thank you all for your support. And I thank you all for everything you're doing. And I just ask you to continue to steadfastly spread the word about the broadcast and pray for us. And I'm not going to back down. I'm not going to give in. But I could give out. So we need financial support. Plus, we've got amazing, really good products that everybody needs at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got Cyber Monday today. It'll be Cyber Week. Store-wide-free shipping is extended. Double Patriot points. And then the biggest sales of the year will end. We've still got some other sales and some other products coming in. But this is the biggest sale right now. We have the most products at the lowest prices you're going to find during the year. So I would do your Christmas shopping early with all the supply chain breakdowns. Everything we're selling, we have in stock. Books, films, T-shirts, supplements, air filtration, water filtration. It's all there. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock at 40% off plus free shipping. Double Patriot points, vitamin C, D, E, and B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, L-glutamine is so important, that amino acids, CoQ10, oh, that's so good for your immune system and your cells, and many more vital nutrients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's got 4.8 stars, 96% reviews. People love it, and it's funding the InfoWar. That is a true 360 win. Get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, ready to ship to you, and get yourself five or six more canisters so you don't go to the mall or fight traffic or support the globalist. Do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, and then give family Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It tastes great, and then they might get hooked on it and like it and start buying from the store and being healthier and supporting free speech, a 360 symbiotic win. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Straight to your phone calls here on the Alex Jones Show. Brett is in Maine, says he's a former hospital administrator. Wants to talk about COVID mandates in Maine, one of the most highly vaccinated places in the U.S. with one of the highest rates. And he joins us now. Thank you for holding. Thank you for calling. Welcome.
Thank you. Big fan. So I wanted to talk to mainly about what's going on in Maine. I used to be a hospital administrator up here, and I came from the telecommunications side. So essentially what that means is most businesses in the medical field now are overturning most of basically what they do to outside firms to basically do their appointment scheduling and paging doctors for them, scheduling surgeries, transfer of medical equipment from place to place, things of that nature. So I started this job in early 2020, just as the pandemic was hitting, and I noticed a great deal of issues surrounding kind of like what you were talking about at that time. So, for instance, a lot of our clients are colleges. So they're colleges that would be essentially declaring any person who came into their health center who had a fever or a cough or anything of that nature as a COVID positive patient that would then be transferred over to the John Hopkins site and be added as a statistic for someone who is COVID positive. And we know that that was happening with thousands of students. And I'm on the calls with these basically, you know, university professors, medical doctors who oversee whole institutions, as well as, like, with UCLA, they have, like, it's a double whammy. It's a hospital and a school. So those kind of places, they are all completely aware that that's taking place. They know it's happening. They know their data is completely bunk. And as a math guy, you know, tainted data means you have no idea what's going on with any kind of conclusions you're trying to draw. So it was kind of interesting to see them do that and then extrapolate that out to Maine before vaccines or anything like that is happening. In early 2020, we have a law going into effect that it's no longer a religious right to not have the vaccine. You can't claim to have a religious immunity from trying to get the vaccine at all. And they did that way before anyone was ever talking about vaccines, because they knew, and they were talking about this ahead of time.
And, of course, it's in the Old Testament that to not put somebody else's seed or blood into you, and that's what this is. And, of course, that's common sense. And so next, you know, are they going to make Jewish Orthodox Jews eat oysters? Well, it's the same thing. As Christians, we don't believe in that either. And, of course, Muslims supposedly don't. So, yeah, the fact that the government is going to get involved in our religion is a total violation of the First Amendment. It is a declaration of war against our bodies. But, I mean, what you say is so true. Everybody I know in the medical system now knows these shots are hurting people, but they've been told to cover it up. So imagine they've signed on to this. It looks like the corruption is at least working at a certain level.
Yeah, it certainly is, and it's very scary to me as someone who has a family both in the military and in the medical background, who, you know, they kind of take their oaths and things very seriously and their job very seriously. That a majority of people now in the medical field kind of fall into two camps. And one is that I'm compartmentalized. I have no idea what's going on. And I basically just have an understanding of medicine that the computer will tell me, that symptomology will tell me, or that my boss will tell me. And I never question anything outside of that. And then the other half of the medical field seems to, or more than a half, seems to entirely be people who are just willing to run with whatever the latest trend or promotion is. If we get a lot of money for selling Oxy, we're selling Oxy like crazy. If we get a lot of money from these, you know, vaccine injury, or not vaccine injuries, but the people getting COVID in the hospital and getting like $50,000 for it, we had so many applications for that coming through that we had to sign off on, where the patient is saying, no, we don't have COVID. I wasn't even tested for COVID. And they're saying that my husband or my wife or my mother or whatever died from COVID, and there was no test, and they were just sick in the hospital in 2020 at some point. So now they're a COVID death.
Sure, they've effectively turned the medical system into mercenaries who will follow orders. Then they say, okay, now, hospital, you take the shots. All the smart people won't. They get fired. Now you've got an army of yes men that'll do whatever they're told. Incredibly dangerous. Brett, great call. Amazingly informative information. Let's go ahead and take a call here from Jim in Michigan. Jim, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex and Jim.
Welcome.
Hey, I just made this symbolic connection to, like, the British red coat invasion and the COVID thing. It's like we were able to chase them out, but now we're stuck with them. They're here. And
yeah, now we're under the COVID surveillance regime that makes us all guilty, and the system are the saviors that are going to mop up and control the evil COVID carriers when they're the ones that created the damn COVID in the Wuhan lab and say that they are, quote, the science.
Yeah, and it's like everyone thinks it's over now, but it just started.
You're right, Jim. You're right. What else is on your mind?
That's just a symbolic connection.
You know,
I just feel like people need to, like, everyone's, like, celebrating, it's all over, but with all the shots going around, it's just starting.
I hear you, brother. Thank you for the call from Michigan. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Malcolm in Tennessee. Welcome.
Hello, Alex?
Yes, Malcolm.
All right. I will make this quick and real short where the other Patriots can get on the line. Alex, I have to promote one thing from one of your co-hosts, Owen Schroyer. Super Male Vitality and Brain Force Plus. Mix those two together, you're an unstoppable tank. My second thing is, do you think, Alex, with the Ghislaine Maxwell case going on and this new variant coming up out of nowhere could possibly be a smokescreen distraction
Thank you, Alex. Thank you for everything you do.
No, thank you, brother. And let me just say, you must have missed the start of the show. There's a new Greg Reese report that everybody needs to get. All his reports are important, but this one is really important in the Greg Reese section of band.video. In fact, we'll make it the featured video. The ongoing cover-up of the Global Elite's child sex blackmail operation. It's a five-minute report, extremely important and perfectly concise. Did you know the judge basically is saying she's going to seal most of the case? No cameras allowed, but by federal law, you're supposed to have a phone line in to be able to listen. But now the judge is saying that, quote, for sensational and impure reasons, that she's going to block out most of the trial via Ghislaine Maxwell, the sex operative, the pedophile sex operative, pedophile handler. Via her request, they're going to seal this information. So there you go. There's the courts. By the way, this lady is a protege of Chuck E. Schumer, the judge in the case. So that gives you an idea of who they're putting in the judiciary.
That is absolutely disgusting, Alex, and thank you for that. I did not know, and I love Mike Adams as well. I did not know about that.
God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. Please don't thank me. We're in this together. I want to thank you for keeping us on air. They are really trying to shut us down, and capital is the thing that makes us be able to stay on air and defeat these attacks. So now is the time. The quickening is here. Thank you for the support. Yes, Supermill Vitality really, really works. It's cold-pressed herbs and natural compounds that have never been heated up. And so it has a dramatic effect compared to powdered versions that also work quite well, but just aren't as strong. This is like a very fine wine. In fact, each batch is different. Sometimes it's super strong. Sometimes it's just okay. And people are like, why are you selling something and admitting sometimes the batch isn't strong? That's just how it is. It's how it works. So it's always good. It's just sometimes it's like super strong. In fact, it was years ago. It's been out now almost 10 years. That some batches weren't as strong as others. Now they've really got it down to always being very strong. But it still varies because this is cold pressing herbs. And each batch of herbs is different. But yeah, it's if you want the Rolls Royce at a decent price, then this is it. Okay, I'm going to stop ranting about that. We're going to go to break. We're going to go to Carlos. We're going to go to Andrew. We're going to go to Charles. Rockwave. We've got Shockwave. Got a bunch of people with interesting names today here on the board. So that is all coming up. And then Roger Stone pops in later in the next hour. There's so much to get to here. The Jussie Smollett trial, the false flag trial started. But you're not supposed to question these big events like Jussie Smollett or Bubba Wallace or Roe v. Wade. Don't say that baby wasn't killed. But the baby wasn't killed. It was fake. And there were no babies in the incubators to start the first Iraq war. And there were no WMDs. But don't question. That's the ultimate crime. The ultimate bad guy is questioning any anomalies that meant mass shootings. No, do not question anything. Do not visit InfoWars.com. Do not write on the walls. Do not spray paint in public places. Alex Jones was right. Again, what's really popular is Alex Jones is always right, which isn't really true, but that's what's going viral. So you want to trigger the left? You want to have the new Let's Go Brandon? I'm telling you, if everybody listening to this show just goes out like the Romans did in ancient times and writes that on the walls, it's going to make them have a heart attack.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family.
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.